This is 5 in 10, 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, China and BLM. You probably know that Black Lives Matter, BLM protesters were behind many of the fiery but mostly peaceful uprisings that occurred around the United States in the summer of 2020 after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. But author Peter Schweitzer has uncovered a new aspect to those riots that we did not see coming. According to Schweitzer's new book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, many of these apparently spontaneous riots were actually organized by members of little-known radical organizations that are backed and funded by China. One of the groups, the secretive pro-Beijing Freedom Road Socialist Organization, or FRSO, gave rise to an offshoot called Liberation Road, of which alleged member Montague Simmons founded the Organization for Black Struggle, or OBS. Simmons later admitted during a presentation that he brought about 10,000 out-of-state activists to participate in the protests in Minneapolis. Another secretive group with ties to Beijing, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, or PSL. PSL leader Eugene Puryear of Washington, D.C., was actively involved in the George Floyd protests in Minneapolis, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Puryear has similar to Simmons, has praised China and even hosted a podcast episode entitled Why China Will Win, Capitalism Inherently Collapses, end quote. Chinese goal here, of course, is to destroy the United States from within without firing a shot. What's interesting, a few years back, Netflix had a series based on a Philip K. Dick novel called Man in the High Castle. It's an alternate history in which Nazi Germany and Japan won World War II, and the United States was basically occupied the East Coast, everything east of the Great Plains by Germany, and everything west of the Rocky Mountains by Japan. But there was a resistance movement in California, basically black activists who were funded by Communist China. It's very interesting that you got that parallel there. I don't think it's predictive programming, but it's an odd parallelism that we didn't see, that most of us did not anticipate. But it makes a lot of sense. If China can spend some money funding activists here inside the United States, why wouldn't they? Frankly, it's what the CIA does inside other nations. Topic number 4, the most ridiculous jobs report ever. Talking about Friday's release of jobs information, that, by the way, title, most ridiculous jobs report ever, is what Zero Hedge, a news site I look at regularly, called this report. They referred to it as coming from the Biden Department of Goal-Seeking Propaganda, otherwise known as the Bureau of Labor Statistics. On the surface, it was a very strong jobs report, which almost nobody expected. The United States reportedly, unexpectedly, added about 275,000 jobs, way more than anyone thought. However, real data shows a different story. Comparing the monthly change in the BLS statistics and the ADP payrolls shows a very clear trend. The Biden administration numbers showing over the past year, the green line on the chart behind me, steady growth in the number of jobs, while the ADP payroll survey, which tracks the actual number of paychecks being cut by employers and thus not subject to political pressure, shows a steady decline over the past year. But it is even worse. In February of this year, the number of native-born workers, okay, people in the workforce who were actually born in the United States, dropped again, sliding by more than 500,000, 560,000. Add to this the December data, and we get a near-record 2.4 million decline in native-born workers in just the past 3 months. That's just the last 3 months. The offset, a record 1.2 million foreign-born workers, immigrants, in other words, both legal and illegal, added in February, hence the alleged growth. Said otherwise, not only is all job creation in the past 6 years here in the United States shown, again, the green line, foreign-born workers, the red line showing native-born workers, which, as you can see, the last couple of months has been dropping. All job creation here in the United States has been for foreign-born workers. This is another chart that shows it more clearly. Zero job creation growth since June of 2018. here in these United States, while we've got 3.9 million more foreign-born workers employed in the United States. Which leads us to topic number three, a slow invasion, mass migration being weaponized against the United States and ultimately break it apart. Kind of a theme in today's program, don't you think? This is according to Joseph Humeyer, who studies unconventional warfare and is the executive director of a think tank called the Center for a Secure Free Society. Last year, a record 500,000 migrants traveled through the Darien Gap, which connects Colombia and Panama. The United Nations and related non-government organizations, or NGOs, which receive millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, have made mass migration easier by setting up way stations along the route to provide water, maps, other assistance, shelter, food. Reporters from the Epoch Times visited the Darien Gap last year, found migrants from China, Somalia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Colombia, and others who had hiked out of the jungle leading from Colombia into Panama. It is treacherous, not just because the terrain is rough, but because there are people along the way who will beat, rob, rape, kill the migrants along the way. They fly into Ecuador because they don't need a passport to do it, and then begin hiking the long journey northward, where again, if they can make it far enough, they are assisted by the United Nations and other NGOs. In 2022, illegal immigrant encounters at the U.S. border, 2.7 million. Last year, 2023, fiscal year 23, 3.2 million. However you slice it, by any definition, this is a slow invasion, and it needs to be stopped. Topic number two, removing liability. Interesting development in Congress. Legislation introduced March 5th would strip vaccine manufacturers of liability protections for the COVID-19 vaccines. This would enable Americans who've been injured to sue the companies. The bill proposed by Representative Chip Roy of Texas, I like him, it would retroactively remove protections from the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or the PREP Act, for COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers. Currently, the PREP Act protects manufacturers and people who administer the vaccines from liability. This was under a 2020 declaration entered by then-Health Secretary Alex Azar, serving in the cabinet of President Donald Trump. Joe Biden's administration extended the protections. The only exception to the PREP Act, the protections under the PREP Act, are in the cases of death or willful misconduct. According to Representative Roy, millions of Americans were forced to take a COVID-19 shot out of fear of losing their livelihoods and under false pretenses. Many have faced injury from the vaccine, but few have been afforded little recourse, end quote. As part of the federal vaccine system, people who suspect or can confirm injuries from COVID-19 vaccines can apply for compensation from the government, but as of January, only 11 people have been compensated, the highest payout just $8,961. We'll see if Representative Roy's bill gets any traction. Coming up, possibly the worst labor action, the worst strike ever. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, the unionization of a college basketball team. This is a precedent-setting move that could move college sports further along the path to total ruin, or just turning them totally professional, which is what they're halfway are anyway. The men's basketball team at Dartmouth University last Tuesday voted to form a union. Players leading the effort said they seek a, quote, less exploitative business model for college sports, end quote. The team voted 13-2 to join Local 560 of the Service Employees International Union, the second largest labor union in the United States, a major backer of the Democratic Party. Dartmouth administration previously warned that unionization could result in the team being ejected from the Ivy League. You see, Ivy League schools aren't allowed to give athletic scholarships, so none of these guys are getting a free ride. Okay, but the school points out that because college athletes are not employees, unionization is inappropriate. Well, the vote came on the same day the Big Green ended their 2023-24 season. They're dead last in the Ivy League, finished with a record of 6-21, 0-14 on the road. They won only two games in conference, and according to the KenPom computer ranking, if you know, you know. They ranked 334th out of 362 Division I basketball programs. Average attendance at home games is somewhere under 700 per game, which begs the question, if they actually go on strike, will anyone even notice? Not thinking it through. It's probable that the men's basketball program at Dartmouth costs the school more than it's bringing in. This is not a position of strength from which they are negotiating. I understand. I was like, 19 years old once, too. You think you're smarter than you really are. Anyway. Countering the darkness. Skywatch TV's virtual conference is on right now, and you get instant access when you sign up, and you still get the full 90 days to view two dozen presentations, including Tom Horn's final presentation, and as a free bonus, all six feature-length Skywatch Films documentaries, including Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Wormwood prophecy, his vision of incoming asteroid Apophis. Don't miss this opportunity to get all of this information. Again, 90 days, you watch on your schedule. You set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch, when you want to watch it, and you sign up today for instant access at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallup's joining us again on Skywatch TV this week as we continue discussing Zev's new book, Blood Alliance, the Blood Covenant or Threshold Covenant, at the Blood Covenant at the threshold of one's home, was key in ancient society, but the ultimate threshold covenant is the one Jesus made with us to allow us entry into his Father's house, in which there are many rooms or many mansions, depending on your translation. Don't miss the program. You can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always available there at our website. You can also watch it on the broadcast over the air. Our partner networks schedule is posted, skywatchtv.com slash channels. If you've got the SkyWatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, you can watch there. You can also catch it at YouTube, the new channel there at SkyWatch TV Now, rumble.com/SkyWatchTV, or through our mobile app, which bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech and social media and brings all of our content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with a Bible with multiple translations, an audio Bible, in fact, calendar of our upcoming events, and more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.